Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the horse one, but it doesn't hurt. Just sounds a little bit different. Thank you for hanging out with me today, even though I'm not up to perfect in my voice. Everything else is perfect, though, folks. Don't worry. I'm still as perfect as ever, just the voice. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Andrew Sherman's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, attorney with the law firm of Seifert & Shaw. But his focus, folks, what he loves is working with people like you and helping you with, put your best foot forward. He's paid the dues in so many ways, including his books, his important books, mergers and acquisitions to help you get, if you want to go to the next level, intangible assets. He was helping us talk about that for, he's been doing that for 20 years, franchising and licensing. He wrote the Bible on that. The crisis of disengagement is the one that we're working on now, folks. The engagement issue that we have in America, and it's gotten compounded, has it? This spectrum we talked about, Andrew, earlier, has densed up a little bit on the disengagement side. That spectrum has densed up a little bit, hasn't it?
It has. The benchmark that everybody talks about is the Gallup study, the state of the American workplace.
Yep.
And I'll give you the quick breakdown so we can talk about it. 4%, 4 out of 100, describe themselves in the workplace, not by their supervisor, these are self-descriptions, as highly engaged. These are your most valuable workers, some of the kinds of people that your previous guest was talking about.
Right.
You know, the highly motivated, can't wait to get to work, always adding value. Then you got 25% that describe themselves as engaged. These are people kind of like a B student in class. You know, they have their moments of excellence, but for the most part, you know, they're doing what they need to do to get by and go home to their families. The disturbing next portion is the 51% that describe themselves as disengaged. These are your C minus kind of students. And even more disturbing, 19%, 1 out of 5 of your workers describe themselves as highly disengaged, actively disengaged, trying to recruit others.
Yeah.
Most people feel that that 19% probably can't be fixed. We may be looking at, you know, 20% of the workforce are always going to be unhappy. Where there's hope and optimism, and I think small business owners can move the needle, is that big, squishy 51%.
Right.
That describe themselves as just kind of disengaged, but can we move them up through leadership, through motivation, rewards into the category of engaged? Because that would move the GDP, and I've even testified before Congress on this, that would move the GDP significantly. We need to focus on that 51%.
No question about it. And I'll tell you something else, folks. And to me, Andrew, what you've got to do in the middle there is – you have to say, okay, of the people here who are in jeopardy for whatever at whatever level, if we sort of assume the bottom folks who can't be helped, you don't have time to worry about that really. But the people in the middle there, you need to say, okay, how much of this is them where nothing can be done about it? And how much of it is my management, our management? What can we do?
Exactly right. That's 100%.
You've got to triage it like that, don't you?
You do, because, first of all, you can't just point the finger at them and say it's all you. That definitely won't work with a disgruntled millennial.
Because it's a lie, for one thing.
It won't work with a baby boomer. And you can't also blame yourself for everything, because sometimes it's not all you, but you've got to sit down. You've got to have real dialogue. You know, I have so many companies, they say, oh, Our people are so highly engaged. I mean, heck, we have free bagel Fridays and ping pong tables in the break room. I'm like, that is so 1990s. It's not even funny. You may as well tell me you got full sugared sodas in there too, because you know that's not the way to approach this. People are looking for very different things to move the needle on engagement, from empowerment to education to mentoring and coaching to opportunities for, you know, advancement within the company and career mapping and, you know, more liberal family leave and telecommuting. I mean, and the beauty for small businesses, and I hope you're all listening carefully with a pen in hand, is a lot of these things don't cost much money. How much money does it cost to spend a little time mentoring and coaching? How much money does it spend to, you know, invest in a little technology to allow your people to maybe work from home on Fridays or every other Friday?
This is the work. These are the thoughts. This is the perspectives that I'm trying to help small business owners take up as they elevate themselves at least part of their day, week, or month into the CEO orbit. When you're in the management, you're in the trenches, it's hard to see these things. But this is one of the things that if you're the owner, if you're the founder, if you're where the buck stops, you have to spend some of your time as a CEO. And part of what Andrew's talking about, those are some of the things that you have to deal with. How do you lead these people at that level so that you can get them to become engaged?
Exactly, because the big mistake that America's small business is making is assuming that issues of engagement can only be cured by the Fortune 1000 because they got all the money and they got all the resources, and I'm just going to have to keep losing good people to them. And it's actually just the opposite.
That's exactly right.
It's the small businesses of the world that have the time and the intimacy and the culture and the leadership this problem.
I got to go to a break, but folks, you don't own the franchise on disengagement. Big companies, they got a trainload of that themselves. All these numbers apply to them as well. Right back with Andrew Sherman. The book is called The Crisis of Disengagement.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.